Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Passion is a myth. It's literally yes. Like saying, I'm going to go catch my unicorn now. With that said, what are you interested in? And have you decided to make that interest a regular thing in your schedule? Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Evans is a married woman.
Yes.
Welcome to Questionably Awesome, where every co-host gets married.
Yes, you have to get married.
She's been my only co-host. So
what if everyone gets married after being on this?
Well, I think I'd have a really long line.
You would.
They'd be like, okay, can I just get on your podcast? And we'd talk about nothing. We'd eat ho-hos.
Yep. Oh, I love ho-hos. And ding-dongs or whatever.
I'd be like, this is the last time you get to be a ho-ho because you's about to be married.
Marriage.
How many people said that?
A lot of people. It's a very popular.
It really, Princess Bride is very,
such a
very
good
popular.
Movie.
If you have not seen Princess Bride, I think it's still good. I haven't seen it in like
it's
10 years.
Good.
Okay.
It's still good.
Okay, great. You know what I just thought of is every time that they would coat that chocolate ball. Do you remember what it is?
Wait, what's a chocolate ball?
Well,
they go and they take it as like a spell. Like there's like a spell or something that they eat. And the two like witches or whatever they are.
Yeah.
They paint this like chocolate ball. They put all this chocolate on the outside. And as a child, that's all I remember.
Because it looks so good.
Probably.
Yeah. I can't believe that's really thinking about it.
Tell me what kind of child I was that I'm like, what? I don't remember what's anything the in the movie, but ball? Do you remember the chocolate ball scene?
Yeah. That's
God,
a great
what is
scene.
My problem?
You just love chocolate like the rest
really
of us.
I really did. All right, you guys, if you don't know, Questionably Awesome it's not even questionable, but if you don't like to laugh and you don't like ridiculousness, please go to another podcast.
Tune out.
You got to tune right out right now. You need to go to an interview. That's probably your best
bet.
Because even the quickies can be a little bit questionable.
Well, I love the quickies.
Questionable quickies.
Questionable quickies.
Welcome back to a questionable quickie where you may or may not get helped on this episode. May throw you back on your journey of progress.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Totally fine to be
thrown back.
Figure
it out. You know what? If I need to be the hurdle in someone's life, I can be that as well.
Yeah.
That's training too.
That is. Everybody needs hurdles.
They really do. Wait, I feel like I can't go to a quote yet or a review because I need to hear about your wedding, which I just looked through about 50 pictures. Her dress was amazing. It was off the shoulder.
It was. I showed some
skin.
She
actually showed some skin. How did that feel to walk down the aisle with your shoulders completely exposed?
It felt wonderful. It felt free and feminine. And I was really tapping into that feminine energy.
You looked like you were.
Thank you.
You just had this windswept hair that was all up and back with these
felt so good.
Dreamy, like vintage looking earrings. Oh,
thank you.
So you didn't cry. Adam cried.
I think Adam cried more than I did.
Like when you walked down the aisle?
I was just more full of joy.
Yeah. It looked like you were. You were like laughing down the aisle.
I was just so excited. And I cried when it was over. Like when everyone had to go home. It made me sad.
Yeah, it is. The next day. Okay, here's my question. How did you feel the next day?
I felt terrible.
I felt so awful after my wedding.
My friends kind of told me, they're like, you're going to feel sad when it's over. And I was like, I'll be fine.
No, you're straight up like depressed. You're like, where's the therapist? Are there any little pills I can take? It's bad.
Yes, it's really
bad. Chris and I cried together.
It's so sad.
In bed.
Yeah.
I was like,
I don't want to get out. It's all over.
Uh-huh.
All your people are gone. There's no more dancing.
No. You don't wear your dress ever again.
You get to hang your dress back up in the closet.
Can we have a dress date?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wouldn't that be so fun when we just like invite a few friends and put on our wedding dresses?
Yes.
And do a lot of champagne and funny pictures?
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, what are you supposed to do with it now? Like preserve it?
Yeah, mine's like in one of those preserved boxes.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like death of a gown.
Yeah. We should.
This thing needs to live.
Right.
I think Chris's parents have it at their house. No, I might have it. I want to pull it out.
You should pull it out.
I really do. I want to see.
You should wear it for Thanksgiving. Oh,
hey. Hey, y'all. That's next. Yeah. Will this be aired by then? This comes out Wednesday.
Yeah.
So this will be right before Thanksgiving. And you and Adam will be coming over with a bunch. I can't even tell you how excited people are.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
We're going to karaoke.
Oh,
if you want.
Yes.
It only lasts like an hour. Don't worry. It's not like we karaoke all night long.
That's great.
Unless I have a lot of wine, then we do.
Then we'll just see. We'll just see how it goes, Lori.
Okay, let's just play it by ear. And then we, play some games.
Yep.
Say what we're all grateful for.
Love that.
It's going to be so awesome.
It's going to be the best.
I'm going to take pictures of you. So make sure you don't have to dress up, but I'm dressing up. So please do.
I like dressing up on Thanksgiving. Don't you?
I love it.
Wearing something pretty.
It's like the one holiday because sometimes Christmas, you're like, I just think Christmas is a week long.
Yeah.
So by the time Christmas Day comes and people are like, you do Christmas dinner, I'm like, no, I'm wearing pajamas.
Yeah. Like I'm tired.
Yeah. Maybe Christmas Eve. Do you dress up for that?
Yeah. I do like dress. You wear.
Those are my two holidays.
Nice.
Yeah. A little something on Christmas Eve. A little something on Thanksgiving.
A little something, something.
You know? Well, okay. Tell me about your quote. No, the review.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The review of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It is from Allie Stewart.
Yeah, it is.
Wait. Allie Stewart is in Body and Soul.
Amazing.
She's really
Allie
cool. Allie Stewart. Satisfied beyond ultimate satisfaction.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I had no idea that we had those kind of skills.
Whoa. When Lori's quickies are just as satisfying as our interview-based podcast, your life changes, the heavens open up, and your heart and brain align.
Wow.
Whoa.
I just want to be there for that.
This is great. I cannot get over the way that Lori mixes up what Earn Your Happy provides to listeners. She has something for everyone, even if they are in different seasons of their life. To Lori and Evans, thank you for being the girlfriends, coaches, sisters, and mentors we all need. XOXO!
You know, I don't even know what to say about that besides thanks for making our whole week up until Thanksgiving.
That made my eyes water.
I'm going to ride this. Oh, that's so cute. They're glossy. You really made her eyes water. Seriously. That is amazing. That is the sweetest compliment. Thank you for taking the time to write it. And we feel that way getting to do this. Yep. Like all the time, we're just like, do we really get to do this? This is amazing. People listen.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Allie Stewart listens.
Allie's listening. So
that's all that matters.
What's up, Allie?
You're the best.
You're the best. What's your quote? Something to customer service. Customer service at LoriHarder.com so we can send you something really awesome. What's your
that
quote?
That just sounded like one of those radio really advertisements really where the did. Terms and conditions.
It really did. It was like micro machines.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. My quote is short. It's from Reese Witherspoon and it says, "You always gain by giving love."
Isn't that the truth?
So cheesy.
Okay, but when is that true in your life? So let's take it from a cheese level to like a more exquisite cheese.
Yeah, to a finer cheese.
A finer cheese. But it's true. So tell me about a time when you extinguished something challenging that you wanted to throw flames at.
Oh, yeah.
With love.
Oh, this past week when my dad and his wife were there and... Yeah. She's great. And we've had a little challenging relationship because when your parents get married to new people, that's weird.
Yeah.
And she extended a lovely olive branch to me and I extended one back.
Wow. That's beautiful.
It was really nice.
Because when she did that, it probably felt super vulnerable knowing that maybe you could be like, throw up two middle fingers and be like, bye.
Yeah.
Take your olive branch back to where it came from.
Yeah. But she showed me love when she didn't have to.
That is amazing.
It was really special.
That was so nice that she did that too, like at your wedding.
Yes.
Like during that time when you could have like peace of mind.
Yes.
So here's the thing is I had asked you like, did everything go smoothly? And you chose, because I'm sure there were plenty of those little moments where you had to make choices on how you showed up and how you acted and how you either accepted something or how you moved past something or how you let something go. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. It's the difference between someone who comes back and says, you know, I'm like, how did everything go? And they're like, oh, this is what happened. And there's always that stuff going on. It's what you focus on is how you remember the overall thing and how you experience it.
For sure.
Because there's always going to be something, especially at weddings. Let's throw every personality in that you don't even get to choose because it's your family. So it's just like, would you choose 10 of those people?
Here.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
A lot of stuff going on.
That's a lot of personalities not chosen.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy when you look at the chosen personalities in your life. They're few and far between.
It's seriously, your friend group, your core friends, that's like two people.
Exactly. I'm like, one, two.
Yep. There they are.
Waffles and Waffles twin. You know, I get along great with animals. I really do. You think Waffles has
a twin? Oh, actually,
if dogs come out looking the same, do they say that they're twins or are they in the same litter? What if there's just two? So do we have to start testing all dogs to be like, these dogs are actually twins?
They're twins. If Waffles has a twin, I would die.
I'd have to go and find it and be like, you didn't know you had a twin. And she'd be like, it's just my wrister.
It's just my wrist.
This is not actually a twin. We just saw Rook-a-Rake. Rom, you're a Rupid. Okay. Sorry, Waffles. All right. My quote is by Albert Einstein because Waffles' hair looks like Albert Einstein.
It really
right now,
does.
Doesn't it? It's like the longest comb over, white comb over I've ever seen. And it's just crazy. And he says, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving.
Oh, yeah.
Or you fall and eat shit. That's what Albert said. I added that last sentence. But it's true. If you do not keep moving and adding things, like sometimes you want a break and brakes are fine. You can stop at the stoplight, put your legs down. But if you go longer than that, The bike seat just starts to hurt.
Yeah, your butt hurts.
You got to move or you're going to just be miserable. And for real in life, like, I think that's why so many, I'm just going to say it.
Say it.
So many people, like my mom's age and around that time, because so many women around that time, mm-hmm. you know, the purpose was obviously raise children. But what happens is when there's no purpose after that, or they don't create purpose,
you get sad.
You get sad and life slows down. And so I watched so many things happen with my mom or her friends because I'm like, okay, you have to find, I'm always in talks with my mom. Like, and she has found a lot of different things. Like, arts, crafts, furniture. She read like just refurbishes furniture.
Ooh, nice.
And when she's doing that stuff, she's really happy. But when she stops, it's like right away, not feeling happy. Yeah. Like you gotta keep moving. Like you have to keep moving. Even if it's tiring, like 100%. Every day you gotta go do something or you're miserable. It's like the whole reason, it's the reason why a lot of men actually die after retirement is their whole purpose is like gone. So if they don't create something new, and that's the thing is we think like, well, now what? Well, now you have to really start looking for what your thing is again. And it doesn't even have to be like your main thing, which I think is kind of what we're talking about today.
It's completely in line with what we're talking about.
What a segue. By the way, ride a bike, don't do a segue.
Yeah. Because
that's just one more thing that you're taking out of your life.
Right. Just ride the bicycle.
Yeah. I never understood the Segway tours. I'm always like, please use your feet.
Exactly. They're so nice.
Your feet are so nice. Your feet are really something special. They are. Like we should be moving nonstop. That's when I go, like when I go to Europe, I'm always like, these people are so fit and so, but they're like walking fit.
Yeah.
They're just like,
all
and
the
they
time.
Eat beautiful, rich food, but they don't plow through it because they're like, there's going to be more at my next meal.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go walk for an hour to get back home. It's so crazy. It's such a beautiful, like you literally sometimes in Europe, I'll be like a normal day is like 15 miles.
Which is amazing.
And can let you eat anything by the way. So, you know, go
just
to
happier
Europe.
Quality Move of to, life.
We're really, this is an going ad for Europe. Europe is now going to pay me.
This is sponsored by Europe.
Sponsored by Europe.
The country of Europe.
Yeah. I just got in a brand partnership deal with Europe.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know who pays me, but they do. But I get paid in pounds.
Yeah. The queen pays you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want a question?
I would, and I'm gonna need your help to answer because my brain is feeling
Me
slow.
Me too. I'm
okay, great.
Very
so
slow
we'll
today.
Get half an answer together.
Okay, this is a great question. At Mrs. Dot Christina Ricks, how in the heckin' Bob do you actually figure out what your passion is? Heckin' Bob is a great word.
I just picture people from California being like, what is heckin' Bob? And I totally get it. You and I are just like, yeah, heckin' Bob.
Heckin' Bob.
Mm-hmm. How do you actually figure out what your passion is?
Yeah. How do you figure it out, Lori?
First of all, Evans, should we start by saying that passion is a myth? It's literally like saying, I'm going to go catch my unicorn now.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, with that said, what are you interested in? And have you decided to make that interest a regular thing in your schedule? So whether that is a hobby that you're passionate about, because I think that passion can come through hobbies as well. You don't need to always get paid for your passion.
Yes.
But I find that what happens a lot is even if you start doing your passion, somehow you start to figure out that you could monetize it or someone notices it and they're like, hey, you should sell these.
Yeah.
Or hey, you're really good at this. Maybe you could, you know, set up an art class for people because you love painting. Like, that's what I'm talking to my mom about. I'm like, you're passionate about painting. Other women want to learn how to paint furniture like this well, like how to refurbish it. You need to teach a class.
Oh, that would be so much fun. Have some wine in there.
That's what I said.
That would be so fun and bring something and then you all... We'll do it. That's a great idea.
I would love that. A 4-hour afternoon class, like once a month.
Yep.
Or twice a month. Like charge whatever, like enough to cover supplies and then maybe 20 extra bucks.
Yep.
Because if it just starts as a little hobby or passion and you really enjoy it, if you enjoy it alone, you're going to enjoy it together and you're going to enjoy teaching it. So
yeah,
we are just so silly though. Like human beings just... Honestly, when people say they don't know what their passion is, good Lord, I'm just going to be a real jerk right now. You're just being so lazy. Like,
yeah,
you have to go and do, like, to find your passion, you have to be consistent and go and do something. Mm-hmm. Except there's too many awesome distractions like Netflix and Franzia.
Yes.
And you just like pull up your box of wine and you binge watch something and then you cry. to yourself.
Yes.
By the way, I'm talking about myself.
You just described like, last night.
Why does she have everything? Exactly. Yeah. It's okay to do that after your wedding.
You go on Instagram and you look at everyone else's live and you're like, she's doing this. I'm going to just keep looking at all her pictures for hours.
Yep.
And then you've wasted 2 hours looking at Emily's photos.
Emily's not doing that, by the way.
No, Emily's out there doing stuff she enjoys doing.
And she's uncomfortable doing it.
Yep.
And she's like, you know what? All these other bitches get to drink Franzia and yep. watch Netflix. And I'm out here working my ass off on my quote unquote passion.
Yeah.
And yeah, my life is great. But don't you think sometimes I want to sit with Franzia yeah. too?
She's tired.
She's tired as shit.
Emily's had it.
But she knows that she would rather be tired in her passion than tired in her tears in a box of wine.
That is very poetic and true.
You know, quote that. That's going to be a great tile, everyone.
Yes.
You're going to get at least one like from yourself.
I would rather be tired in my passion than tired in my tears.
Man, it is good.
It is really good.
All right. So calling you out. I love you, but stop being lazy.
Yeah. Just follow those interests.
She's probably like,
she's like,
sure, I'm not lazy at all.
Yeah.
Follow your interests and be consistent. Mm-hmm. And if after 2 months you're like, wow, actually, I'm really not interested in painting furniture, try another one.
Yeah.
You guys, I made blankets for like a month of my life and decided I really don't enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Yeah, you tried it out. It didn't work. You're moved on to something else.
But it's so funny because it did work. It made me really happy for the 2 blankets that I made. And yeah. then I was like, you know what? This really hurts my back and I feel like I could be doing something else. But it was great for me while it lasted.
Was this last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, those blankets looked really good.
They're super awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, they take about 5 hours each. And I was like, yeah, I did 10 hours of blankets.
Yeah.
So loved it. Can say I know how to quilt a blanket by hand.
Yep.
And now I'm done.
Yeah.
I've
tried it out.
Gonna do some other stuff. I'm thinking I would like to, I want to do pottery still.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think I would like to do, I know,
what?
Sewing.
That'd be fun.
Some kind of because I feel like that was a skill where that women had to learn back in the day.
Yeah, totally.
Which is annoying. But now it's nice that we get the choice to decide, well, you know what? I actually do like sewing and I want to try it out.
What would you want to sew?
Like
what gets you excited about it?
Probably like a shirt. Like I made something that I'm wearing.
Mm.
That would be cool to be like, oh, I made this dress.
You should do that.
Yeah. They have glasses all over the place.
Get a sewing machine for Christmas.
Yeah.
Ask for one.
From Santa.
And then I could give you, didn't we have a patterns
conversation? We had a patterns conversation. Remember those patterns with the old school ladies on them?
Oh my God. Do I remember? That's how I would go pick out dresses. Yes. I'm not even kidding you. And I think I told you on the last podcast, I picked out this dress.
Yeah.
Had all of these grand visions. I think I was 8, of dancing with the crush of my life from my congregation.
Oh, yeah.
And I pick out this material that was not made for the dress because the dress had like a long ruffle that was just supposed to, the ruffle was about probably 8 to 10 inches long that comes out at the waist. That was just like a small ruffle that lays flat. Well, because I got taffeta, the ruffle stuck out like Saturn. It was like a ring around my waist and I didn't have anything else to wear. So it literally like the whole night I had to just push it down. Otherwise I looked like walking Saturn.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool.
I don't know. Cool. I felt like it distracted my crush from asking me to dance.
Wait, did you sew it or did your mom?
Oh, my mom.
God, that's really nice.
Yeah. And it sucks so bad because she felt so bad, but I chose the material.
Yeah. So she was probably trying to do whatever she could.
She was.
To work.
She was literally went back and tried to make that thing lay flat so many times because I was like devastated.
Yeah.
Oh, that woman.
But
just
I understand
spent so much
the taffeta
sewing.
Choice. That's a great choice.
Well, back then, if you were
huge.
In taffeta, you were fancy.
You were somebody.
Oh my God. Lace over the top. Wait, I don't have the accent like you do. You got to say it.
Taffeta?
Taffeta. Taffeta with lace
taffeta
over the top.
Lace. Wait,
I had
do
a
you
mint
want
julep
question?
In my hand. I was 8. What's another Southern drink? I got to come up with one. My jokes are getting
whiskey?
Old.
Whiskey?
A whiskey, but what's a fancy Southern drink?
Oh, a Pimm's cup or something?
That almost sounds like Pimm's cup.
Yeah, it does.
A Pimm's cup.
Oh, an Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, there we go. I had an Arnold Palmer in my hand.
Arnold Palmer.
There we go. Arnold Palmer.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, read the next question in a Southern accent.
Okay. Lori and Evans. Oh, this is from at Chelsea.bird.
Lori like and Evans. So much.
What are you passionate about right now?
Oh, what am I passionate about right now? Honestly, right now, my question is very different than what it even would have been 6 months ago, but yeah. I'm super passionate about learning how to build a company. So I'm like loving reading all of the business books. I'm reading Traction right now. I'm going to read Radical Candor soon, which is just about like having super open conversation in your business. I have quite a few books lined. I think it's The Hard Thing About Doing Hard Things. So I'm like loving all of these awesome business. I'm super passionate. Like, so it's really cool to be passionate about the, like an actual company as well.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you?
I would say I'm passionate about kind of like a family unit type, like relationships.
Yeah. Like growing. What part of that? About growing your relationship or in general, your whole families?
Growing my relationship with my husband.
My husband.
Yeah. That sounds so lame. God, people are going to barf all over their steering wheels.
They're going to just love
it. All over their steering
wheels. I love that because if you become passionate about that, who knows if you end up talking about that and changing someone's life?
Yeah. I like learning about what can we do to set our relationship up for success and how do we build a good foundation now and how are we going to do
this? Sounds like you're smart.
Yeah, we're just trying.
Because it's not that it's new to you guys, but you're coming about it a new way.
Yes.
So I love learning about that stuff with Chris. Like we're always, even with the new things that we're doing, we're like, how is this changing our dynamic and our relationship? So we're always talking about it. I'm actually obsessed with, obviously, I wrote A Tribe Called Bliss. So I'm obsessed with relationships.
Yes.
So that's not weird at all. Like you could literally, if you wanted to write a handbook.
You could write a relationship handbook for your pocket.
I'm not kidding. I was just talking to a friend who writes books for a living. She's written like 9. Yeah. And I think she's published 2. And she was like, I'm not publishing anymore. I'm self-publishing. And I was like, why am I not writing another book? I love writing a book. Why don't I self-publish? And actually, instead of getting an advance, which is really hard to get a big advance, just I don't want to throw that story on anyone, but it is challenging.
Sure.
Like, why not just write another book and get paid off the book?
Yeah. Just do it yourself.
What in the world? So why don't you write a handbook if you want?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if writing interests you.
I love writing.
You should write.
Yeah. And I'm going to start it with Once Upon a Time.
Then
shit hits the fan.
That's about right.
Yeah.
It should be every shit hitting fan story.
Yes.
I would read that.
I would too.
I'd be like, oh my God, tell me about when you went to therapy and what that was like.
Yeah. It's so nice to, speaking of therapy, I think there's this book called You Should Really Talk to Someone. Is that the book? Everyone's talking about it. And it's written by a therapist.
I think I've heard that.
I've heard it too. Wait, I got to Google this.
Okay.
And apparently she's a therapist and she follows like 5 people that she's worked with. And then she also talks about her own personal experience going to therapy. It sounds really good.
Oh my God. Maybe I should interview her.
Yes, you should.
Maybe we should both interview her.
Yes.
That'd Lori be a funny Gottlieb. Interview.
Gottlieb? I probably totally mispronounced her name.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Well, I just know a Jen Gottlieb.
Wow. Maybe Lori you should Gottlieb. Talk to someone.
That would be book. Like if Jen and I had a baby, Lori Gottlieb.
Yeah. That's the baby.
I won't forget that name. All right. I feel like if I interview her, you should come on that one.
I would love to learn.
Let's learn from Lori Gottlieb.
Yeah, let's read this
Lori
book.
Gottlieb, if you hear this episode, wait, don't listen to this because maybe then you won't come on.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Don't listen to this one. Wait, Oprah Magazine's best nonfiction book of 2019.
Well, damn, let's see if she'll come on.
Yeah. Gotta read this.
Okay. All right. Well, I would like to read that.
Me too.
Okay, then you write a handbook.
Okay.
Is there another question? Or
we should do another one.
What time do you have to be to work at today?
Whenever. This is a good question. At Kit Clintner, how do you keep your passion moving in a forward direction without letting little distractions detour you?
Kip Clintner. Clickner.
Clintner.
Clintner.
At Clintner.
Okay.
How do you stop from being distracted?
In your passion?
Yeah. You're going after someone and you keep someone. You're going after that person.
You're going after your husband. And they don't know it yet.
But you're going to get them.
You just show up at their window every night. You make sure that you're focused on that.
Yeah. Just
from
keep your
7
eyes
to
on
9. Them. Don't miss it. Take pictures. Text it to them. Be like, you're my focus.
I'm focused on you.
No. How do you stay focused on your passion? Well, you treat it like a job, like a non-negotiable, and you put it in your schedule.
That's, you know what? I think that just hit something with me. You want your passion to be fun all the time.
And it's not.
And it's not. It's actually a J-O-B.
It is. You need to get over thinking your passion is something romantic and super fun and deal with the fact that every time you commit to something, you're going to eat a shit sandwich. So you know what? You decide whether you want to put bananas and chocolate on it or not, but there's still a layer of shit under there.
That's so true.
It's 1,000,000% true. I don't care if it's when I was playing guitar. I was like, I hate this, but I wanted the reward. And I don't care if it was when I was doing ballroom dancing. I was like, I hate this. And I definitely hate my husband right now.
Yeah.
Because he was taking it with me and he was a real jerk sometimes about like, I'm the leader. And I was like, well, I want to lead.
Yeah.
So
I'm the captain now.
Yeah, exactly. And that was, we literally, ballroom dancing made us fight.
Yeah.
A lot. But it also brought us super close together. But what I'm saying is like nothing has been, actually, I will say 70% of it has been hard and sucky.
Yeah.
But I want the outcome. So with your passion, you have to be passionate about the outcome and you have to stop thinking that the actual process is going to feel like some romantic, like, oh my God, writing a book sounds so romantic. It's actually the most confronting, uncomfortable things I've ever done in my entire life. Yeah. Every single time I sat down, and this was like for 6 months or more, I was like, this is so awful and so uncomfortable, but I knew I needed to write a book in my life or I was going to regret it.
Yeah.
But
you did it.
It was awful. It was literally, I would come home crying probably 9 times out of 10 that I would write.
You shared so openly in your book, which I thought was so lovely.
Oh, thank you. So it was uncomfortable because of that. Mm-hmm. And because it makes you go, I have nothing to say. I don't feel smart enough. This isn't fun. Why am I doing this? Yeah. And then you have to go back to you're passionate about the outcome. So I just think that anyone who's like, how do I stay focused on it? Well, you're going to have to eat a shit sandwich every day and then know that at the end you get a what?
Bananas and chocolate.
Yeah, you get bananas and chocolate.
Yeah.
If you don't like bananas and chocolate, you get vanilla ice cream and strawberries.
Oh, yes.
That's not for me.
That's not for me either. I'm all about some chocolate.
Yeah, I would not finish. If they were like, at the end of this book, you get vanillas and strawberries. I'd be like,
this is stupid.
This is terrible. I'm burning this. Take this book and shove it.
Yeah, forget about it. Vanilla and strawberries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about a passion? What's a passion? Sewing?
Yeah, it's going to be a passion now.
It's going to suck.
It's going to be terrible.
You know that, right? Like you're going to get the sewing machine and you're going to stare at it and you're going to sit down and try to learn to sew and be so frustrated and your stuff is going to look like shit in the beginning.
Terrible.
And you'll be like, Lori, I sewed you another little pocket purse. And I'll be like, not going to use this, but well done on those stitches over here. Sew something else.
I remember those pocket purses.
They're like actual pockets from like blue jean pants.
Yes. They're like, oh, a pocket purse.
You're like, this is so creative. Who's going to use this? Hideous. Some things I see, like, I'm just like, wow, how did that catch on as a trend? I literally just think it was a lot of people being like, I want to make something and now they're out in the world and nobody wants them.
And you loved it then. Yeah. Like at the time, I loved that.
Do you know what would be a great first thing for you to sew that's actually usable? Hot pads.
What are hot pads?
Cooking mitts.
Oh.
It's probably a Midwest thing.
I don't know what a hot pad was. I was thinking it was some like cool thing like,
oh no.
Like fashion.
No. It pulls food out of the oven.
I also thought of a maxi pad.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds.
You could maybe sew like a bio.
A
good one.
Maxi
a green
pad.
One. Yeah. Like it could be green.
Like
and you could fill it with like cotton, like organic cotton. And you could be like, these are one-time uses. And you could have them all on a shelf and start a company.
And they could be really cute.
They could be cute.
We should make periods cuter because there's nothing worse in my opinion.
You know what? You should start a maxi pad company and the tagline will be making periods cuter. And it'll just be like the actual happy punctuation, pads. Like an actual happy punctuation. Yes. And everybody will want to go back to pads.
You thought you were a tampon person.
You have not tried happy pads.
Nothing better than putting on leggings and a huge pad. Do you ever remember wearing pads with like tights or something?
Oh yeah. Cause I wore tights to church 3 times a week. And like in the beginning of your period, like I was too embarrassed to tell my mom I started my period. Yes. So, and all she had were giant maxi pads.
Huge pads.
So I would be hiding my period, but not really probably. Cause they're just like,
and that was
you
like,
want to tell us something?
That was pre-wings too.
Oh yeah. So it was just always
ladies,
a problem.
You don't know what it was like when the 90s and 2000s.
No, in the 90s, it was rough, man.
You know what? People our mom's age are probably listening and being like, you need to hush.
Or they're like saying, yes, thank God that times have changed and that we have wings. Yes. And now they're these like awesome, like cute underwear actually.
Oh yeah.
For when you sleep. Those. Because that's always a problem in my opinion. It doesn't matter how much protection you use. You're just like,
just wake up not cool.
The worst. So I don't know what those, I can't remember what they're called, but they're like really amazing. I need to get some. I can't remember. They're really cute.
I wish I could.
I can't believe I'm
thinks?
Saying. Thinks? Yeah. I was about to say think exists, but that's a quote.
Thinks. THINX. Thinks period underwear. Don't stress over period leaks.
Exactly. So ladies, thanks. It's not an ad.
Thanks. Nope.
It's not
an ad.
This is just because we want to add to your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? If you think they're going to be really cute, I think I just really set you up for a high expectation. They're just not a diaper.
Yeah.
They're just not. So be happy that they're not.
Yeah. And they're going to prevent leaks.
Any parting thoughts?
You know, I just feel for anyone who's on their period right now.
Well, odds are we're talking to a lot of them.
Yeah.
So odds are pretty good.
There.
You hang in there. You go to thinks.com.
Yep.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
Be safe out there. Be safe out there, ladies. Until next time, earn your happy.
Earn your happy.
Earn your happy. Be questionably awesome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone own number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you got to go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.